This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Before Katrina, New Orleans was a medical hub for the Gulf region. It had 16 large hospitals. Many were flooded when the levees broke. Most remain closed. Late yesterday, the head of the state's public health system said that two hospitals are too badly damaged to be used again. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on the murky future of New Orleans hospitals.
Big Charity and University Hospital were the flagship of Louisiana's public hospital system. Engineers have now confirmed that Katrina totaled their buildings, according to Don Smithberg, CEO of the Louisiana State University Healthcare Services Division, which runs Louisiana's public hospital system.
I don't think we'll rebuild two hospitals. We will collapse those two operations into one.
Smithberg says he's hoping the new hospital will be a state-of-the-art facility and that the federal government will pay for it. Before Katrina, the hospitals of New Orleans were evenly divided between for-profit and non-profit facilities. The fate of all hinges first and foremost around this question: how many people will come back to New Orleans and when? It's an unanswerable question, says John Matasino, CEO of the Louisiana Hospital Association.
Even if you went down to some of the voodoo queens on Bourbon Street, I don't think they could even tell you exactly what's going to happen with the population right now.
That uncertainty pervades the city's hospital circles. Take Tenet Healthcare Corporation, a for-profit hospital chain. It has two hospitals in New Orleans that suffered extensive flood damage. But before Tenet can decide if it will fix the damage, it has to weigh the wisdom of reinvesting in a new, potentially smaller New Orleans. Bob Smith is Senior Vice President of Operations at Tenet for the Texas Gulf Coast region.
If and when we reopen, we just don't know what the population is going to be. We don't know if we're going to be serving a young population, an older population, and I think that's why we haven't made a final decision about anything there yet.
Tenet says the hospitals will be closed for at least the next 6 months, and by the end of this month, 2,400 employees will lose their jobs there. Health economist Len Nichols of the New America Foundation notes that the city's other hospitals face the same dilemma: what to do with staff who've been idled by Katrina.
The question is, can we bring them back and can we employ them and basically pay them before we have a lot of patients back? If we don't bring them back first, then they may very well seek employment elsewhere, and that is kind of the sense of urgency that I think the citizens of Louisiana and the city of New Orleans are trying to grapple with.
Nichols says it would be ideal to bring back doctors and nurses quickly. It would attract other businesses and people back to New Orleans and ultimately create demand for hospital services. But to do that, hospitals need money to repair and rebuild, and they have to be confident there will be money in the future to pay for their services. Again, John Matasino of the Louisiana Hospital Association.
You have to have money to operate. There's no such thing as free health care. Somebody has to be responsible financially to pay for it, either the individual, the businesses, or the government.
But even before Katrina, New Orleans had a large proportion of uninsured patients. There will be even more now. The formerly insured are unemployed and may soon be uninsured. Louisiana is broke. It's lost at least $1 billion in tax revenue because of Katrina and Rita. And Washington is debating how much federal help to send. Hospitals and healthcare generally will have to get in line. Federal dollars will be stretched thin as New Orleans struggles to rebuild. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.